All right, hopefully everybody had a good back-to-school day yesterday. We're in it now, the 2018-2019 academic year, and it offers new opportunities for early childhood education, particularly here in Port Huron. Joining us right now from St. Clair County RESA, Director of Early Childhood Services, Becky Gornack. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And from the Port Huron Area School District, the Executive Director for Instruction, Catherine Woolman. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Catherine, tell us what's exciting in the Port Huron Area School District as far as early childhood education is concerned.
Well, we are very excited to be opening our brand new Early Childhood Center. It'll open to the public tomorrow night. We have open house starting at 6 o'clock. It has 18 classrooms, so we will be servicing students from birth to 5 years old year-round, starting tomorrow night.
This, it offers a lot of services that were already being offered, but all in one location, right?
Correct. So families can go to one location for all their services for their young children, as opposed to being housed at individual buildings around our district.
That's huge, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Tell us about the building itself.
So the building itself, it houses 18 classrooms, two therapy rooms for students. It has a room dedicated to students who come in who are infants or toddlers needing very specific services. It also has a gross motor room, so we will have a small gymnasium-type room for the students, but it will also have a lot of therapy equipment. We have a playground that is an inclusive playground, so regardless of disability, all children will be able to play, as well as it has a cafe, so they'll be able to receive snacks and their lunch there for our students who are there all day. So we are incredibly excited, and this is really due to the community's generosity with passing the bond several years ago.
This offers a lot more opportunity, doesn't it, Becky?
It does. The nice thing, as Catherine said, is in St. Clair County, we have the Great Start Readiness Program. It's the four-year-old program funded by the state of Michigan. We have 30 classrooms across the county and all the districts in Head Start. But of those 30 classrooms, 14 are with Port Huron. So a majority of those classrooms will be in that brand new building. And it's a beautiful facility. It's designed for young children. So all the features are for four-year-olds and younger. So it's really nice. It's a gem in our community. And it's unusual in the state to even have a building like this. So it's quite unique.
I was going to say, because early childhood is something that I think is relatively new in public education. And by new, I mean, not in the last 2 years, but 15, 20 years make it. And that means that a lot of school districts that are doing things with early childhood are retrofitting elementary, middle school, high schools, or other facilities, an old McDonald's, whatever it is, to be an early childhood center. And so to build this from the ground up, that's a big deal.
It's incredible, and it's a one of a kind in our county. We are, again, so thankful to the community, and we're excited to be able to offer all these services to our youngest learners for the first time in one location.
So your open house tomorrow, it's open to anybody that wants to come see it, right?
Anyone in the community who wants to come in and see the building, they can meet our staff, they can tour the building. We're very excited to open it tomorrow night.
And for people who don't know where is it?
It is on Riverside Drive, right next to the McKinley Building.
Becky, throughout the district, there are still early childhood availabilities, aren't there? If there are parents, grandparents that want to inquire about getting their kids involved in early childhood programs?
Absolutely. There are openings in Port Huron, openings in some of our other programs as well. It's not too late. Most of our early childhood programs start a little bit later, around the third week of school. It allows the families some time to get their older kids in school and situated, and then they'll start. So it's never too late to enroll. We actually enroll year-round because there are sometimes openings that happen all the time. But we really encourage families who are interested. They can call Port Huron Schools. They can call St. Clair County RESA and just say, I'm interested in preschool, and they'll get you to me or somebody else that can help get the applications process started. It's never too late.
Why is preschool important? Because there's a lot of parents out there that are dealing with daycare, and preschool and daycare are two very, very different things, aren't they?
They are very different things. And obviously, I'm a strong proponent of early childhood education, that kindergarten isn't what it used to be. And so preschool really gives the opportunity for children to kind of a soft landing into school. They learn about the social skills. It's probably the first time they're in a classroom setting where they have a routine. They share, they learn all those social skills that they need to go into kindergarten. But we also have academics that are embedded into preschool as well. So the children are learning about numbers and letters, how to write their name, science and social studies. So it is preschool. It is school. It's not daycare. But it is a good opportunity for children to kind of get ready. So when they walk into kindergarten, they're ready to go.
Yeah, and it really does give them a head start, you know, and not to coin the phrase for the program, head start. Gee, that's where that came from.
I think so.
It does give them a good jump on things, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Like she said, kindergarten is not what it used to be. And so the students who go through GSRP or any type of preschool program come in more acclimated to being in a social setting and ready to learn.
I mentioned Head Start, and that is a program that you have to have a certain requirement for eligibility, which is income-based. But what other kind of programs are available in St. Clair County besides Head Start when it comes to early childhood?
Well, obviously the GSRP, which is also an income-based. But we have other programs. We have home visiting programs. St. Clair County RESA does have home visiting for children who are under the age of 5. We have playgroups where you can come to various locations across the county where you and your child can do some academics in fun ways and some stories. So we have those as well. And again, you can call St. Clair County RESA. We can touch base, get you in connection with all those different services.
All right. Fantastic. Becky, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. And Catherine, have fun tomorrow night at the open house.
Thank you.